Hi, it's Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach, and I recently did a Q&A with Carol about what is it that you should be doing, seven things that you should be doing now to prepare and position your practice really well for the future after this pandemic is over. And I figured, you know, it might be a good idea to touch on what are some of the things that we should stop doing right now. And I wanted to address six of those with you today, because if we stop these, it could actually better position ourselves as well as leaders and also for our practices. So the first thing is to stop promoting fear and panic if that's something that you're doing. Your team is looking to you for calm. They're looking to you for guidance and transparency. You know, we don't have to have the answers to everything, but what will make everyone feel better is if there is really a plan in place, and we can be figuring it out as we're going along, but the fact that we do have a sense of calm about us, that we're researching what's going on, and that we're putting a plan in place to help protect the best interest of our patients, of our team, and of our overall business is really, really important. So figuring that out is what's gonna help allay any fear and panic that you have. But promoting fear and panic or exhibiting that is really a detriment, because then people start to escalate their own fear and panic, obviously. So remaining calm, putting a plan in place, that's going to help buffer that panic and that whole fear that's going on out there. So it won't take it all the way away, but your team needs to know that you have got this and that you are leading them in a strong direction. So promoting fear and panic is something that we've got to stop right away, because we are the leaders here. And we also need to take the positive side of it, you know, and really think about, like I mentioned before, how you can end up in a better position because of how you utilize this current situation, helping others and also preparing for the future. So that's the first thing. The second thing is not to just shut down. So oftentimes when we are fear and panic, what we'll do personally or what we'll do in our business, we just shut everything down because you're in this inertia stage. You just aren't sure what to do, so you figure doing nothing is probably better. Now is the time that we really need to be taking action. So it's not the time to just stop and put your head in the sand. It's the time to take action and to make sure that you are putting, you can take care of any aspects of cash interruption. What are you doing with your team? How are you managing that? How are you communicating with others? So it's a time really not to shut down, but a time to really open up and solve some of these things together and be confident about that and as much as you can, and to seek help if you need in order to make sure that you have the best advice and the best resources. Now's a great time for a coach to help you work through this and keep a positive attitude and to also be moving forward. So not shutting down. The shutting down is one thing that we need to stop. The third thing that we need to stop doing is avoiding taking care of ourselves. When we end up being stressed, we often follow the same path that our patients do, and that involves eating poorly, not exercising, not getting enough sleep. Of course, we wake up in the middle of the night worried about different things and not taking care of ourselves. And so this is the time when we really do need to focus on the things that we teach our patients. You know, we need to focus on our morning routine, meditation if that's something you like, journaling if that's something that you enjoy, or maybe even trying it if you haven't in the past. You know, for those of us, you know, some people, for prayer, and just making sure that we are staying hydrated, that we're eating the foods that we need to, that we are also getting fitness in, that we have some fresh air, that we are taking care of our emotional and our physical health so that we have our cup filled so that we can then, you know, pour over and help others. So we do need to follow, practice what we preach, and this is a hard time for that because we can fall prey to the same things our patients do. So you want to make sure that you are not avoiding, if you're avoiding taking care of yourself, then stop that. You need to take care of yourself. The fourth thing is overspending. Now is the time where we do need to not overspend. When you're spending money, it's something that make sure you're gonna have a return on investment. If you're working with a coach, make sure that they're able to get you a return on investment with them, and that they've got this, and that they are confident in some strategies to help move you forward. And you also need to take a look, you know, overspending might be looking in your budget and seeing where you're spending money on things that's unnecessary. So as my mom used to say, it's time to tighten your belt. But for all of us, sometimes that can be a really good thing. It forces us to take a look at the details that when we're really super crazy busy, not that we're not now, but it does force you to take a look at that. So stop overspending. And then the fifth one is stop ignoring problems. They will only continue to get better if you ignore them. Everything is fixable. I do believe that. And it's just a matter of getting a fresh perspective sometimes and really taking a step back, figuring out what's the greatest frustration, and then instead of ignoring problems, addressing them head on. That is the best thing that you could do. So we want to stop avoiding problems that we have. It could be staffing problems, it could be team issues, it could be financial, it could be leadership, it could be your patient flow. Any of those sorts of things are things that you want to, if you're having a problem with it, you need to stop ignoring it. And now is a great time to address that. And then finally, the sixth thing that we need to stop doing is, you know, putting yourself at risk if you are not following what is recommended. So many times sometimes we, just like they are saying, the millennials feel somewhat invincible. Sometimes we as healthcare professionals feel invincible, or feel like we have to be invincible. It's some part of our DNA makeup. But we do need to make sure that we are not putting ourselves at risk for continually spreading this virus or contracting the virus, that sort of thing. So we need to make sure that we are following the recommendations that are coming out, us and our family and our team and that sort of thing. So those are my top six things that we really need to stop doing. The first one is promoting fear and panic. The second one is shutting down personally or within your business. The third one is avoiding taking care of yourself. The fourth one, overspending and not really knowing where your money's going. And then the fifth one, ignoring problems. And the sixth one is putting yourself at risk. So those are all things that we need to stop doing if you are. And they're just good reminders. So those things, if we turn those around, it will also help turn just about everything else around and help us make progress versus either staying where we are and staying in a state of fear or panic, or perhaps even backsliding into something, a situation that's worse. So if you need any sort of strategy, discussion, or that sort of thing, or help with anything, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. And I will talk to you soon. In the meantime, of course, stay safe and healthy. Take care.